The Trade Union Congress, TUC, has condemned the decision of West African leaders to approve the signing of the Economic Partnership Agreement with the European Union. In a statement signed by Secretary General Kofi Asamoah, the TUC said the decision taken at the 45th Ordinary Session of the ECOWAS Authority of Heads of State and Government on July 10 in Accra is contrary to the long-held views and positions expressed by experts, stakeholders, and ordinary citizens and corroborated by reputable institutions such as the United Nations. We bring you more in this report.
The statement says several stakeholders, including faith-based organizations, trade associations, farmer-based organizations, women groups, ordinary citizens, non-governmental organizations, and private sector players have repeatedly demonstrated over the years that the EPAs are against the fundamental developmental needs and imperatives of the economies of West Africa. The TUC believes the terms and provisions in the EPA text as it stands now will lead to a total collapse of the domestic manufacturing and other productive sectors, simply due to undue pressure from the subsidized goods from Europe and loss of revenue from trade taxes. It says committing to the ECOWAS region to develop a roadmap and modalities for further liberalization and deregulation of a range of areas, including those not required by international rule or obligation within 6 months of its adoption, shows how tilted the EPAs are. The TUC says one expects ECOWAS leaders to pursue a trade policy that protects local goods, encourage home industry and taxes on foreign products, thus putting the burden of revenue on the foreign goods, a trade policy that secures the ECOWAS, or for that matter an African market for the African producer and not one that upholds European standards. The statement supports the call by the Economic Justice Network that the agreement cannot be accepted by ordinary workers, men and women of this country who struggle daily in the midst of the precarious economic situation. The TUC called on parliamentarians to demonstrate true leadership when this inimical agreement is presented to them for ratification.